The Distracted by James Vallis. Even the best, most interesting people can bore me. I can hardly spend 2 minutes talking to someone before I'm thinking of something else, a poem maybe, or what I was doing when I was 16. I remember in high school kissing a girl I'd grown bored with, how my tongue circled around her mouth like a car stuck slowly driving around a suburban roundabout. She asked me if I had important things on my mind. I assured her I never thought of anything but her. She was with another guy by the end of the month, and I had the blues so badly I couldn't concentrate. I'd read a sentence of a book and need to reread it 30 times. It took me all year to read Animal Farm. And when I finally finished, I failed sophomore English. It seems that was but one of the 10 books that were on the final. I tried to cram, but you can only read so fast while looking out the window at rain falling like pachinko. Sometimes, like a stalker, I sat outside the girl's house, but instead of concentrating on her, my mind wandered to that pig Napoleon and all the trouble he started. Only once did she come out to reprimand my obsession, but by then I was already thinking about other things, and I wanted her to leave, to go on to the next anything. But she was having such a good time yelling at me. All I could do is watch her tongue move in her mouth, which wasn't like a car circling a roundabout, but like some manic bird who, though the cage is open, doesn't know it's free. And so the bird never escapes.